Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Bisexual Fetishist Podcast. I know it has been a really long while since I did an episode. The last guest that was on was last month. And as you know, I did an update video a few days ago. And of course, whenever I said, oh, well, I've been having a hard time finding guests, of course, after I publish that episode, I find a guest. So that's funny how life works sometimes. But anyway, I would like you to welcome my guest, Rio. Hi, Rio. How are you doing tonight?
What's up? I'm good. How are you?
Doing really good. Like I said, I a few days ago, I did an update on this podcast saying, oh, I don't know when my next guest will be. And well, 2 days later, it's here.
I know. Yeah, I'm glad you read my comment under your post. So that was the only way I could reach you. I was like desperately trying to get your attention. So yeah, I'm glad that you saw my comment. So
yeah, I am. Yeah, it's very it's very odd. From what I've been telling, you know, several people that I know, the podcast views and audience have been going up recently in the past few weeks, which I'm incredibly grateful for, but I've always been having trouble finding new guests. You know, some people that I've asked, they say, well, I like the podcast, but I don't really want to be on. One said, well, if you can disguise my voice, I'll be on, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's always hard to find new guests sometimes.
Yeah, true. Well, I'm glad I'm one of the new ones. So.
Yes. And also, thank you for creating a list of potential questions because it really helped me out. So I'm going to go based off of that. So
yeah, good. I was questioning in my head. I was, oh God, I hope it's not too long. So I'm very passionate about feet and everything intertwining with it. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything to guide it or whatever.
Yeah, awesome. That's great. Because sometimes there's like a long pause and I have to think about what to say, but now I don't. So
it's I know. I've noticed that in interviews too. Well, I'm a interview junkie too, so I like watching TV host shows, The View and Wendy Williams and stuff. So that long, awkward pause, I'm like, I want to avoid that. So let me just come up with as many questions as I can.
Well, I've been told I'm awkward enough, so.
Oh, well, me too. Well, me too. I can be awkward too, so yes, I get that.
Okay. One of the questions that I picked was, what is it about feet that turn you on?
Well, I would have to say it would be the masculinity of the foot. I love hairy feet, or feet with veins, like a thick foot, a wide sole, thick, plump toes, of course, trimmed. I don't like nails on feet. And the biggest thing for me is smell. So not raunchy, really, but like a odor, like a foot odor, like after work or after workout. That's what really turns me on from a foot, is the smell and hair on his feet or veins in his feet from a masculine guy is what turns me on.
Yeah, I've heard looks and smell, but I never heard of veins before. This is the first time I'm hearing veins.
Really? Yeah. I like a veiny foot from like a muscular guy, but but I like a regular guy's foot. Like an average guy, but just like a wide, plump, so like feet that will be on Latin Feet. I think that's his name on OnlyFans.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, I love the feet of like the basic, like everyday men or just masculine and average, and those feet on there. Oh my God, they're very lucky. But those are the kind of feet that turn me on.
Oh, cool. Yeah, with me, it really depends. I tend to go towards bigger ones, but I also like, I don't know, when I was in my 20s, I liked more athletic kind of feet. It also varies too. Like I even though I have a type, it also varies because it varies between like the specific individual. Mm-hmm. Like, just because I like one type doesn't mean I like every single one of that type.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true. Same with me too. I love a good plump foot.
Yeah. So, and this is also a common thing that other past guests have brought up. When did you start liking feet or realize you had like a fetish for them?
So, as I said before too, if people are hearing me again, I said it on the Mikey and 36 Alex podcast. Shout out to them too. I love what they're doing as well. But it started when I was about maybe 6 or 7 with looking at my uncle's and my dad's feet.
That's also common.
It just started in the family. My dad would, my dad would wear these boat shoes without socks.
Mm-hmm.
And he would wear these, what they call them now, Jesus sandals. I'm probably telling my age, but he would wear these Jesus sandals. They were like with Velcro. And then he would also wear these boat shoes without socks or whatever. And my dad did construction, so he, of course, had the original, masculine foot, veiny, hairy, you know, he played sports. So, I don't know, I was just really attracted to my dad's feet, and his feet were smelly, and I would, sniff his shoes or something. I don't know, whiffed it, he would sit, we would all sit in the living room, and watch TV or whatever, and he would always, it was interesting, because he would always take off his boots in the garage, most likely because they were smelly, and mm-hmm. then he would come into, the living room, and then, take off his socks and shoes and everything in front of me, and I'm like, why would you always do that? But I don't know, one day I was just watching TV, and the smell hit my nose, and it really turned me on at a young age. It got me very excited. Never felt those emotions before, and I don't know, ever since then I was like, wow, I should like the smell of feet, and I liked how they looked. He would always put his feet up and right over left or left over right and cross them and wiggle his toes, and I also I also liked to hear the friction of the feet. I don't know if you ever heard anyone say that, but he had rough feet, you know. Which I like as well too. I like to hear the roughness of the feet rubbing against each other. And then he uncrossed them and crossed them over again, or he would put his feet down and one foot on top of the other foot while it's slanted. And I can go really into detail, but how the toes would go over another toe. And it was just very interesting to watch. And I would watch the TV and then look at his feet, watch the TV and look at his feet. So, and while I'm pretending not to look at his feet, but I was, and I don't know if he knew that or not, but he damn sure teased me a lot. So, it started then, and then also when I would visit my uncle's house, he would also wear the boat shoes and do the same thing like my dad would do. He would cross his feet in front of me while I'm watching TV or playing a game. Shout out to Nintendo 64 back in the day. I saw a lot of feet during that time. So, that's how it started, and it evolved from there to summer camps. I went to a lot of, I grew up very religious, so my parents would, put me into these summer camps. Sometimes they were all boys. Sometimes they were co-ed. There were these Christian summer camps. None of them were Christian-based, to be honest. But everyone in there did the complete opposite when the, parents wasn't around. But
I know that.
I'll get into that later with some feet. But it transferred to the feet, to me going to summer camps. And then it would, the guy, how we would lay in the bed from, how would I say? It'll be like from foot to head or head to foot. If you've been to summer camps, they have like these bunk beds and beds lined up against each other. And yeah. And I will always try to put my foot by a head. So but when doing that, it, and sorry for the background, if someone has a motorcycle right here. So
no, that's fine.
Okay. So as I'm like laying by his feet or whatever, I would try to, like when they fall asleep, I would purposely sit, sleep there and like lift up the covers and sniff the feet. So, or like when we would go out for activities, I would sneak back into the room and sniff someone's feet. Sniff someone's shoes. When we would go to a, let's see, there's so many stories. We would go to our friend's house, my mother's friend's house. They would, I would always try to find a way to sneak into, you know, the dad's room and sniff their shoes, or I would ask to go to the bathroom and wander off and find shoes to sniff. Or if they had, you know, it always gets me when people leave their shoes at the front door.
Yeah, that's also common, yeah. Though, I think, because, you know, yeah. Like I'm obviously from the title of the podcast, I am bisexual. Yeah. But I didn't realize my bisexuality till I was in my 20s. So when I was younger, and I would, like, you know, different female feet, like I would do the same thing, you know, like mm-hmm. I would smell shoes, mm-hmm. socks, etc. That's really common, I think.
Yeah, it is. And that's how I ended up liking feet from early on. That's what started it. And then from then on, it I ended up researching it. I said this on the other podcast as well. I researched it, like, what is it with my fascination with men's feet? Like, is there anything wrong with me? Or I know I should. This was around maybe 11, I would say, or 12.
Yeah, that's around the same time I was. Well, mine was 9 or 10.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I liked it for a while. I didn't know what it was. Because I would look into, I don't know if you remember the JCPenney wish book they came out with every holiday.
Yes, I do.
Around the holiday.
Yeah.
And in that book, it was like a thick, it was like as thick as a Bible. It was a thick book. And I would always flip it through to find the guys barefoot in there around the pajama section or the underwear section.
Yep.
And I would rip out the pages and save the most attractive guy's feet. That's when I would, handle my business in the bathroom at a young age. But I know it's crazy. But yeah, I
did. It's not crazy.
It's not?
Okay. No. Let me tell you something. I like both male and female feet. And Before I realized I was bi, I did the same thing. Like, I went through magazines and cut out ones of, like, barefoot women and all that stuff. So don't feel bad. I did the same thing when I was younger.
And growing up religious, like, my parents, they, of course, had this talk with me about the birds and the bees. And I was just thinking in my head, like, I could really care less about this. All I just like is feet. And I was just thinking in my head, like, I'm probably not normal because at the time, I didn't know what to call it. I didn't really like guys. I didn't really like girls. I just like feet on guys. So what do you call that? You know,
exactly.
So I don't need a condom for it. So, you know, I don't, like, what do you call it? Like, I'm jerking off in the bathroom, like early elementary, middle school, with these guys' feet, and I'm just like, you know, I had a whole collection under my bed. Thank God no one found it, I don't think. And I had siblings, oldest of five. They never found out, but late at night I would sneak out into the we call it the office. It was in the garage. My dad built it for us. And at the time they had dial up AOL. So when everyone would sleep, because you would hear that dial up connection, and you know, if you picked up the phone, you know, somebody was online.
Yep, so exactly.
I was like, you know, I learned that. I was like, oh, you know, let me look up and research this or whatever and see what it is. So I did. One night I got up and went out in the garage and, you know, tried to find a solution or, you know, what was it that I liked? And I ended up looking up, you know, male feet or smelly feet or something like that. And I didn't look up porn or nothing, but what popped up was myfriendsfeet.com. And at the time I was reading, I was really into, I'm a very creative person. So I've always loved writing. I've always loved reading fiction stories or whatever. So I stumbled across myfriendsfeet.com, their stories. And stories were so detailed. I just found myself in this foot fantasy world. And I was reading, you know, every line in this story that Rich, the owner of My Friend's Feet, or whoever the contributing writer was.
I'm very familiar with their stories on there because I used to read them too. Yeah.
Yeah, they're so good. So I was reading it and I got off on a couple of stories and it would make me so horny. And that's when I realized that I had a foot fetish and that's what it was. And from then on, I just kept reading and reading and reading, you know. And then, of course, at the time, I couldn't pay for the videos. At the time, it was called pay-per-view videos.
Yeah, it was.
And they had this media called Windows Media, and then the other one was Real Player. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was. And there was also QuickTime, all that stuff.
Oh, that was
because I did all of this. I understand.
Yeah. Hopefully I'm not going left field, but it does all stimulate from how I found my foot fetish. But I remember I just did a lot of research on that. And from then on, I got into myfriendsfeet.com, and then it evolved to Foot Fraternity, Kink Video, Underfoot Video. Those are all the vintage.
Yeah, I know about those too.
Yeah, got into those and evolved to Jock Foot Fantasy. Yeah, later on in life, I ended up in my late 20s. I actually did my first foot worship meetup in the back of my car. And I got off to it. I have to say, just to add in a little bit, well, I am gay, but I did start off as liking women, but never their feet. I started, you know, having sex with guys when I was 19. But I always wanted to always somehow like touch their feet, but was so nervous about like performing fully and getting off to their feet because I thought I was just still weird. But yeah. But later on in life, I ended up finding my niche, and that's how my foot story started. So yeah.
So one of the questions I found interesting, because it's very common, at least I think it's very common, and I have addressed this in the past on this podcast, like the question that you had that I wrote down, have you ever been foot shamed? Because that's very common, I think.
Yes, I have. It's a very long story, but yes, I have multiple times. I would say I got foot shamed more than foot accepted.
yeah, same here.
Yeah, I'm from a very small town.
Same.
out of Florida. So the options were very limited, I don't like if people shame or anything, but there were a lot of small-minded people. People who are open into trying new things, or people who are different and liking different things. They just have a one-track mind, and it's either, you know, sex or, you know, blowjobs or...
Yeah. So, trust me, I grew up in a closed-minded area, so I understand.
Yes, very, 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 very small-minded people in this neighborhood, in this community where I'm from. So, yes, I've been foot-shamed a lot, blocked, called weird. Argue with me. People same, wanted to same. Meet up with me and beat me up, and people
same.
Wanted like hate so much that they're saying, actually this happened actually recently, because I'm transitioning and moving from Florida to California. But yeah, they recently told me, you know, it doesn't matter where you are, or I have multiple profiles. you know, I'm gonna meet up with you one of these days and like get you. Like, I'm like, what? All because he was trying to, even I ran across people trying to make me pay them money to worship their feet.
Yeah, that's that's too. Yeah, I've had that too. I've had that too.
Honestly, to be honest, I have done it a few times. Not paid crazy amount, but because like I said, oh, you know, at least I don't have to do nothing back in return. I just get up to your feet and that's it. So like a 20 or 30 there or whatever. At the most, I think I did 50, but it was just a mutual understanding. Those guys were okay with it, but this particular guy that I'm referencing that wanted to beat me up and find me someday, he was just asking for money for a room, and I'm like, okay, I don't mind helping you out to get a room if I can get off with your feet or whatever. But it turned into this whole story about, I was like, well, just drop me your location, I'll come meet you, and I got you. You know, I used to work in the hotel industry anyway. So I kind of could, you know, tell if he was lying or not. You know, he was like, well, they told me I couldn't get in and all this lies. And I caught him in a lie and, you know, pointed it out to him. And he got pissed off about it and, you know, called me all kind of names in a book and was I was weird. And it just went completely left. And he blocked me and found me on another profile and he pretended to be another person that wanted me to so I have to say be very careful with that with people in the foot world, because there are really people that I don't know that are weird and they'll make up a false profile and try to get you, but yeah, I have been foot shamed.
That is true, though. You are right. Mm-hmm. There are weird people out there. I've had some weird experiences myself. You know, I'm sure you heard about the infamous van story I often tell on here.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are some weirdos out there.
Yeah, they are, and yeah, I had a couple of vans. Yeah, they're very weird. So, but thank God, like when I find like-minded people like as yourself or in the foot community, I really want to have like a safe haven for everyone to feel accepted and talk about whatever feet related or whatever they're going through, you know?
Exactly. And that's why I created this, because I saw there weren't that many podcasts out here like this. And that's why I created this, because I'm like, this needs to be rectified.
It does. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree with what you said on those issues. So this is also an interesting question that you had. Celebrity foot crushes.
Oh yeah, that list is long for that one. And it changes.
Don't worry, mine's long too. Don't worry.
Let's see. This week, it is my goodness. I would say this week would be, right now on top of my head would be Jacob Ellerby, from Euphoria. He's a very attractive guy. Very, very nice feet. Nick Bosa. I'm really into, his feet. He's a, football player. I have so many in my head. Justin Bieber, I really like his feet.
I know some of mine. Like, one of mine is Drake Bell.
Oh, from Nickelodeon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Josh and Drake. Was that his name of his show?
Drake and Josh. Yeah.
Drake and Josh. Yeah. Yeah. His feet were hot too. There was something back in the day about him and his feet. I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
Something about his bare feet, and he had said, this was after he was on that show. I think he said he liked feet. I can't remember, but yeah.
Really? I never found that. Oh, wow. That's
I think so. Don't quote me on it, but I have this. It was something about his bare feet, and he showed it, I think, on a show. Maybe that was somebody else. Maybe that was Zac Efron. But yeah. But yeah, I do have a a list. I'm sorry, I'm like blank right now. It's like,
no, but, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, I do have a lot of feet. Like Nick Lachey, I've always loved his feet too. So,
yeah,
yeah, I might blur them out later on when it comes to me. So,
yeah, probably singers too, no doubt.
Yes, Trey Songz. Yeah, thanks for helping me out. there were some rappers like The Game, Macklemore. I liked his feet. Oh, yes, there's a model, Michele. I can never pronounce his name right. He was a Dolce & Gabbana model. He was on this new show called on Netflix, 365, Michele Monroe or something.
I think I've heard of that name.
Yeah, very his feet are hot too. The guys from Magic Mike, I love Channing Tatum. Joe Magalino, if I can say his name correctly. Oh, and the guy that was on that recent show, not the Time Travelers, Fellow Travelers, that foot fetish scene.
Yeah, I do know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
Yes, Matt Boomer, I think that's his name. That was hot, and I would give up anything to worship his feet. Oh, yes, I do. And there's one more. I think his name is McFarlane. He was on that new movie called Bros. Is
it Seth MacFarlane or another MacFarlane?
His name, no, it was another MacFarlane, but his last name is MacFarlane. He was on Luke MacFarlane, I think that's his name. Luke MacFarlane, that was on Bros. And they actually did a foot fetish scene in there too, I have to say. But yeah, he's hot too, Luke MacFarlane. So yeah, I would say that would be my top right now.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Let me think. What about me?
Yeah.
As far as like celebrities?
Yeah.
Well, obviously I already mentioned Drake Bell.
I'm sure.
Yeah. There's also there's not that many male celebrities. I do have a lot of female celebrities, but
oh, that's right. Yeah, you do like women's feet.
Yeah, it I'm bi, obviously, so I like both men and female. Okay. Talk about Drake and Josh, like I didn't care for Josh Peck back then, but like if like the way he currently is right now, he looks pretty good. So, you know, if it's not back then, now, then I would say yes. So there's that. I would also say, I'm trying to think of what other celebrities I've seen. I don't know, like it also depends on what celebrities look like too, because you know, like when you're a teenager or a kid and you see these shows growing up, you know, they don't look like that anymore. So it's like,
yeah, very true.
You know.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, well, what would I want to now?
That's true. Oh, and I like Drake too. I have to say, the rapper Drake, I like his feet.
I don't know. Someone once told me Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I love Justin Bieber. Yeah, he's put his feet up a lot on social media. He's also talked about how they smell and stuff and how smelly they are.
Yeah, so, someone told me that he might be a closet foot fetishist or something, they think. That's what someone was telling me a few months ago.
I've heard that too. So I think he likes women's feet, though, but I would say I think he likes his feet worship too.
I'm trying to think of what else is on here. Here's a good one, because this is a topic that comes up often on this podcast. Did we mention the bad feet meetups?
No, I can talk about that. We talked about the foot shaming. I've had a few. I had a lot of bad meetups.
Yeah, because that comes up often on this podcast. A lot of people tell me they're bad ones.
I have a lot of bad ones. One recently, I was with a friend. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Just don't mention any names, though. Just to clarify that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Definitely. No, I won't mention names. Yeah. One was with a friend. And we wanted to. My other fantasy is I like to like for two guys, like three guys. I want to do like a foot group meetup thing. Mm-hmm. So this my other friend who's a foot fetish. We were together and we were trying to find a guy we could worship their feet, or some other guy that's into feet, we can worship his feet or mine or whatever. So we found this third person and looked great on an app, and we met him in person. He could barely walk. Not shaming him or anything. He got in a car accident or something, and he just wasn't in the right form. So we just politely told him, I'm sorry, it's not going to work out. So we're going to have to, like, leave. You know, and he was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I was just recently in a car accident. And but I would still love to, like, you know, get off to my feet or your feet. And I was like, but your feet are wrapped up and you're in a, like, he was in a wheelchair. Like, I was like, you know, I'm sorry, but maybe, like, when you're better or whatever, we can, but no, I'm sorry. It's not what we expected. You know, mm-hmm. I wish you would have said this earlier or whatever. So he was like, you know, I understand. And so we just like went on our way, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. There was another time where I was talking about before, like people, some guys want to get paid, you know, to meet up. And, he wanted more money when I met up with him, and that just was not going to go down, and wanted a lot of money. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not into this. Or he was, I guess, like a cash master or something. But
yeah, I've met a lot of those cash masters online. They're kind of sucky.
So he was like, I just want to drain you. I was like, I'm sorry, you can't drain me. The bills do that, so
Tell me about it.
I'm not into that. I'm not one of those subs. I'm sorry. Not shaming them, it's just like it just, one, it takes away to the enjoyment of feet, and two, I just don't like, you know, the cash masters and the drains, and you know, he just specific, he described himself differently over the app than in person. I'm assuming because if he would have described himself, who he really is on the app, they probably would have removed him because, you know, you can't put cash or pay me or whatever on there. And those words would get you removed. So when he met up, he just wanted like a couple hundred at the door, and then the rest, you know, he wanted me to give him my cash. I was like, no, I'm sorry. That's not going to go down. That's not what I'm looking for. So he got pissed off, cussed me out, and I went on my own way. And, you know, of course I said a few words back too, but, that was, and then another meetup, he was, a homeless guy. So I didn't know he was homeless. It was going to be a public play meetup. So at times I do public play or car play if I can't host. So I met him at a park, and he drove up, and he was just really fidgety, and just, you know, his thoughts wasn't put together. He was everywhere and was really too nervous and thought someone was going to catch us. And I was like, you know what, buddy, I'm sorry. I got to pick up a friend. So I gotta go. So
I understand.
Yeah,
I understand that. Nervousness can ruin a mood.
Yeah, nervousness can ruin a mood. And I didn't know if he was just really unstable, I would say. And I wasn't gonna partake in that. So those were like a couple of bad meetups for me. So
I once had a nervous guy. I don't know if I said this on the podcast before. I can't remember if I did or not, but mm-hmm. I had this one meetup, and it was this guy's first time meeting up. It was about my third or fifth time meeting someone. Mm-hmm. So we agreed to things prior, obviously. And even though it was his first time, you know, I was like, well, he wanted to be blindfolded. And I'm like, well, okay, are you sure you want to be blindfolded? Because it's your first time. He's like, yeah, that's fine. We can do that. And I'm like, okay, that if you want that, that's fine. So, you know, I started off, you know, obviously I had like, you know, a feather or stuff like that to tickle his feet or something. So, you know, I was like, oh, like teasing, like, oh, guess what I have? And he totally freaked out on me. Because I didn't restrain him tightly, he undid his bonds and removed the blindfold and was freaking out.
Oh, wow.
And that kind of just ruined the mood.
Yeah, that would ruin a mood.
He wasn't crazy. He was just, you know, like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought I did something wrong, and that made me a little nervous.
Yeah, wow. Was it bondage, too, or just hit blindfold?
Bondage, too. But it was light bondage, because we agreed, like, you know, because I was like, are you sure you want to be tied up in blindfold? And he's like, yeah, but just do it lightly. So I was like, okay, so I did it lightly, I didn't do it tight, so you know, like something that was escapable.
Okay, I recently tried that too, so
yeah. But I understand about that stuff. That's
I
don't know.
Have you did it since then with someone else, or?
The last time, so my last meet was in October, but I didn't. There was no bondage though. It was like a car thing, so like I trapped his feet inside my headrest.
Oh, that's cool! You did a kind of a bondage thing in the car. That's interesting.
Yeah, but he wasn't tied up. I just trapped his feet inside my headrest.
Huh, interesting. That actually sounds really cool.
The last time I rarely get to meet up with people, sadly. So the last time I actually did have someone in bondage was like 2018,
2019. Oh, okay.
Long time ago.
Yeah, that is a long time ago. Okay.
Yeah, I don't get to do meetups that often. I wish I did, but I don't.
I got you. It's okay. Is there like a reason or?
Yeah. First reason is I don't live alone, so that's one issue. A second reason is also just from collaborating schedules. You know, like my schedule is different from other people's, so you know, usually I'm free weekdays and I'm not free weekends, and most people are free weekends, and it's like, I can't meet up on a Saturday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't meet up, like, you know, during the weekday.
Okay, I get that. I understand that. Yeah, meetups and time schedules, that can be very hectic. So I understand that. Totally.
Yeah. So you wanted me to say something about feet in the city, you said?
Oh, yeah. I forgot I put that on there. So I changed that.
You did.
I was going to come up with a blog I wanted to do. Like, I'm a huge fan of Sex in the City. So I wanted to do something called Feet in the City, where it's like street feet or like a blog I wanted to do. But, yeah, actually that ties into something else, if I could talk about that now, but...
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah, so instead of a blog, I am working on content. I'm trying to see how I want to do that, though, with OnlyFans or just for fans, for foot worshiping, because there is a face involved, and with my, you know, day job and career...
Mm-hmm.
I'm just contemplating if I want to go that route or not. But besides that, with Feet in the City, instead of a blog, I want to come up with a foot app similar to Grindr or maybe Tinder. You can swipe left if you don't like the feet, or swipe right if you like the feet. So
oh, that's neat. I like that idea.
So I want to come up. I have a name, but I'm not going to say it yet, but it's pretty cool. But I want to come up with an app where for guys, and then eventually maybe I'll move into women too, or men, because there are men out there that like women's feet too, you know? So I do want to appease, you know, every crowd. But for right now, for just men's feet, I want to create an app where you can search for feet like that, and see where their location is, maybe within safety precautions, just like Sniffies. I want to have like a message board on there. Back in the day, they used to have message boards and forums. With different website hostings or whatever. I would love to have that, like a topic board or something, or discussion board along with the Foot app, whereas you can converse amongst a Foot community about maybe someone's within your area or your region you can link up with at a safe environment, or somehow where you can maybe send people your location, you can be safe. Like, I just want to create a safe haven like that within an app, where people can go on there for people who with foot fetishes, and they don't have to go to these dating apps and try to give a blowjob to somebody so that they can get their feet, you know? So when they're not really into giving a blowjob, or they just want feet, and, you know, and it's just only feet or whatever on there. And I want to create an app like that. And within creating that app, I have many other plans that I want to go along with the Foot app. I'm also into art as well too, so I am a photographer on the side. So I want to create as well as a foot book, is what I'm working on as well too, whereas I want it to look not like a basic anatomy school foot book or nothing like that, but like a professional high-end by Tashan or Rizzoli coffee table foot book, like a thick little book.
I know what you mean. Yeah,
like foot art, like feet made out of clay, or me taking random pictures of street feet in the high fashion matter, or you know, from different multiple people. I like travel a lot, so on my Grindr, I advertise that I'm working on a project for feet. So I like to, I've always collected men's feet anyway, from early on, from the Wish Book magazines, from JCPenney's or Sears. So I was like, you know, I think it'd be kind of cool to make or create a foot book of different people that are okay with me photographing their feet. And I want to like make it cool, you know, like a, and eventually have an art gallery or whatever of feet. So, and within that, I can like advertise that through the Foot app, or anyone else that's into feet, they can advertise it through the Foot app and market it, and it become like a job. And, but they're loving what they're doing and make money off of it through the app somehow, you know? So the app, I just want it to be a range of areas where people can explore, create their own foot fantasy world, and meet up with other people too that are like-minded in that way too. So
well, that the app does sound really interesting. So if you ever do that, do let me know. I'll, you know, I totally download that.
Thank you. Yes, I will. I found out that it's $10,000 to start an app. So I know, but I'm pretty good at talking, so I'll find an investor. But yeah, I just set up a really good proposal. But yeah, that's my ultimate dream is to.
There's always OnlyFans.
Very true. There is always OnlyFans. Very true. And yes, very very true.
But yeah, that sounds like a really neat idea. Like if that ever happens, I'll gladly be a part of that. And I know other people who would too, so I'd gladly tell other people.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. And I would love to collaborate too with people on the Feet app, or sponsors. Maybe I'll reach out to Rich from My Friend's Feet or something. But yeah, I would love to collaborate with other feet like people that are well off into the fit community, Dropfoot Fantasy, My Friend's Feet, people that have helped along the way. So, but yeah, I feel really strongly about that foot app. So I will keep you updated.
So you also mentioned on the list of potential questions, stalkers.
Yes. I've had stalkers that would make similar to the hate profiles, but they would make multiple profiles and pretend they're different people to try to link up with me again. One of them was that story I told you earlier, meeting up with the guy for public play, and he was on drugs or and he would make all these profiles up and pretending he's someone else, and it's really that guy. And he would send me a picture at the end every time, and he would write me like, "Oh, hey, what's up? I love my feet play with. Can we meet up again?" Or not meet up again. "Can we meet up?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, sure. But let me, converse with you first. I'm always, I want to do like a screening first." I would say, before I meet up with people, because people are crazy these days. Again, so yeah, and usually if it sounds too good to be true, it is. So, I usually don't go for the people that be like, "Oh yeah, come meet up with me right now. I'm right here across the street." So I'm like, I'm busy right now, and then I'll play with them. But yeah, this person, he just kept, he was changing his age on his profile, and to try to meet up with me, and it's, and then when I find out it's him, he'll block me, and then make another profile, and then he's like, "Oh, I just want you, want you at my feet again, and there's no one that, takes care of my feet like you do, and just let me, just please come meet me here," or whatever. I'm like, "No, I'm sorry." And it's crazy you keep making up these profiles or whatever, and then he'll like the stalker end up turning into hate, and then he'll like cuss me out and something. But to this day he still does that. And it's like, oh God. So I kinda stopped meeting up with people on there and started meeting up with more people on through my Instagram. So
Yeah, that is kind of odd behavior, if you ask me. Yeah,
It is.
that's I don't know. But then again, you can find stalkers anywhere. Yeah, you know.
You can. Well, actually, yeah, there are some on my Instagram too, but they randomly video chat me and every like they'll video call me. But with Instagram, there are stalkers on there, I have to say. They are actually, now that I'm remembering. Because of my Instagram, they call me all kind of times at a night and stuff. I have to block them, and they'll make up another profile. So actually, yeah, but I haven't met anyone crazy off of there though. But in person, but I've been talking to them for a long time. So, but
Yeah, I forget where I met the van guy that I talk about often
oh
on this
yeah,
podcast. I
oh
forget
yeah.
where I met him. I'm trying to remember. It's either it, well, it was a while ago, so it would have to be either FetLife,
I think it
or
was
somewhere
Fet.
else.
I think it was FetLife. You said.
Yeah,
I haven't met.
it happened a while ago, so I have to remember where it
Yeah.
was.
Yeah. You have to go back and listen to that that podcast. But yeah. I haven't had any luck though with FetLife, really.
I have.
Really.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be more active on there with FetLife, and I think the other one's what, Feet Finder or something.
I have not been lucky on that. I tried that a few times in my 20s and wasn't lucky at all.
Yeah, I had to try FetLife though, so I gotta look into that.
Yeah, in fact, my recent meetup last month was from someone on FetLife.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. It might be because of the area I'm in right now, this small town, but probably in a bigger city it would be more. But yeah, I have to go back on there. I know they have events. I think it's FetLife where they have, or is it Recon?
It's both. One of, both do events.
Yeah. Because there was a, I didn't go to it, but I stay in Florida, near Orlando, and Orlando is a big. They have a good foot community there, I have to say.
Oh yeah, they have a big one. I heard one of my former guests told me about it.
Yeah, they had a tickle fest there recently, and I wasn't and I didn't go because I'm not into tickling. But I was like, well, duh, like it is feet still. I'm sure you get to worship feet, and that's what happened. And kind of find out it was Rich hosted the event from my friend's feet, and I'm like, oh my god, yeah. I just missed the opportunity of my life. So, but yeah, they have a huge foot community there. So, I gotta look on Recon and see who I can find on there or whatever events that are happening there. So,
yeah, I do go on Recon sometimes, but the layout of that sometimes confuses me with trying to find things. So I'm like, I'm like, there's so much on here. It's very confusing. Where do I go? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. like I love it, but it's like, which is which?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very true.
that's why I mostly use like FetLife or Instagram or Twitter, X, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So much easier.
Yes, it is. And especially with the, not on Grindr, and I think Scruff too. Some of the apps you can put the category that you're into. I think it's like a tag or something, and that helps out too on Grindr.
Yes, it does help out. I agree.
So, but I do make my profile very clear, but people still like to try it, and they'd be like, "Well, can we just fuck?" And I'm like, "No," but
no one reads profiles anymore. That's what I found.
No, they don't. No matter if you put in caps, emojis, or anything. So
or in bold. Yeah, you know, like I'm. Even though I'm bi, I'm really bi curious, and I'm not really into fucking that much. So it, you know, I put in bold. You know, no, I'm not into taking an ass. And people still ask me, and I'm like, okay, clearly you didn't read my profile.
Yeah, they did it. Yeah, and they think it's rude because they're like, well, did you read my profile? Either you'll get a quick block or an explicit response.
Yeah, but, and then they're like, oh, well, you're so mean. It's like, well, you didn't read. That's not my problem.
Exactly. Like, come on now. Oh, God, people.
Yeah, and then, I don't know. I think the worst time that I had was... I was in my early 20s and someone didn't like that I was bi and they were so full of themselves because they were like, oh, don't. Yeah. It was an older guy. And he was like, oh, don't worry, sweetie. Once you've had me, you won't want a woman ever again.
Oh my God. Wow.
And I'm like, well, someone's full of themselves.
Yeah. Very full of himself. Yeah. Yeah. I had something a little similar to that. Yeah, very similar. He was really full of himself too. And he wasn't even that attractive, but
Same with my instance. Same.
Yeah, and I'm like, how dare you? He was I'm not gonna say any names or anything, but I wanted to meet up with him and do a and collaborate with him on maybe one of my first videos. And he basically body shamed me, and which, you know, I'm cool with people with prefaces and stuff like that. I have prefaces too, but I don't know. It just kind of stung a little. But, you know, he was like, because my body type, I have to say, I know you didn't see a picture of me or anything, but I'm more of like a football player build. Yeah. That also goes into play of why maybe it is hard for me to find a hookup, because they probably think I'm gonna, like, I don't know, rob them or something, because I have a beard, I have dreads, you know, African-American, I'm like 6'1", very stocky, my voice doesn't match my body, but you know, from looking at me, you wouldn't think I'm into feet or whatever, because the normal preferences for guys into feet, from what I've seen, you know, like twinks or
I got
other
you.
Ethnicities. There aren't a lot of African American guys that are into feet. And if they are, it's a small percentage, which is another reason why I want to make a foot app. You know, I want to make it open to all ethnicities too, for them to feel comfortable with that. But yeah, with that being said, the guy like shamed me, and you know, he was like, you know, I'm looking for more of a twink, a muscular guy, and, you know, so you know, I won't be able to meet up with you.
Wait a minute. What was he looking for? Both a twink that was muscular, or like two separate?
He was looking for either a twink or a muscular guy.
Okay, because I was about to say, if he's looking for a muscular twink, he's probably going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. But yeah, I mean, he did say it, like, he was like, you know, not to, you know, come off as being, you know,
snobbish,
disrespectful or snobbish. It's just a preference, you know, nothing against you. I was like, well,
yeah,
it is. But I mean, I get it, because I don't like guys, I don't like feminine feet, you know, I don't. There are guys that do, I like masculine feet, but you know, it's just a preference I have. So I mean, I get it, but it still kind of stung. So I'm like, I'm gonna say, well, you're not even a twink or muscular, but anyway, from the guy that said it, but or you know, but. Other than that, yeah, I understand what you're saying, though. So,
yeah, but that's still, I don't know, it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt, you know.
I know. I'm like, well, I mean, it is a foot community, but I don't know. I just feel like there is a stigma that I would love to break the mold. I know people have their preferences, but I don't know. It just, even for the, I wanted to sign up for a website to work with them, and they had their preferences of like the type of body they're looking for in order to sign up for it. So I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's the same thing that I ran into when I was in my 20s. You know, a lot, there were a few male sites that wanted me to be a model because they saw my feet. But when they saw like a body picture, because I wasn't that well built, they were like, yeah, doesn't look like you take care of yourself. Sorry.
Yeah, that's, I got that feedback too. And I just like, you know, it's a fucking, like, everyone should be welcome or not. You know, I get, you know, maybe it sells or something, but still, we're all human. Everyone should have an opportunity to do something. And I would love to, like, showcase that more and bridge that gap on my app, you know, like
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't want it to be like some body image in order to, I don't know, do your only, connect your OnlyFans to that. I don't know, like, it's just like that application I read, and they were like looking for a swimmer's body or slim or muscular.
Oddly enough, though, some people's like I've known some like feet and tickling, you know, like producers in the past, and oddly enough, their preferences change over the decades. I don't know if you know, since you're probably there's this, well, there used to be, well, there still is, but it's called Captured Guys. His name is Rich from Connecticut.
Yes.
You know, when he first started out, there were all these athletic type of men. Like, either they were really, really skinny, or they were, like, muscular. But in the past decade, you know, I've seen his more recent videos, and they're not really that type anymore. He's done more bears. He's done more, like, bulkier men. You know, like his tastes have switched as he got older, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, maybe I'll DM him. But yeah, because I'm basically a bear. So, but yeah.
Yeah.
But that's cool, though. I love to see that that variety and change, because I don't know. I just think that everyone should be welcome.
And he also put older people on, too. Like, he had a guy in his 50s that was tied up barefoot.
Speaking of age, I said this on the other podcast I was on with Mikey and 36 Alex. I did have an age preference, too.
We all do. I do even.
I know. Here I am talking about, you know, preferences and tweaks and stuff. And I mean, I have preferences too, and I get it. But I don't know. I think I just recently worshipped a guy. I got to tell 36 Alex this too, but I recently worshipped a guy because I wouldn't go over the age 45. I worshipped this guy who was like 54, and he did not look his age. He looked like Bruce Willis.
Oh, damn.
I know. And he was such a dad, and it was so hot. And I was like, wow, well, my age limit has raised. So this guy set it up very high, and he wore like these boat shoes, which is my weakness. And yeah, it was like, wow, 54, Bruce Willis? Check that off in my book. But very, very nice dad bod, and feet were just plump, masculine, hairy, and he was a don, and it was nice. It was beautiful. But yeah, so now my age, as long as the feet are attractive, I'm fine.
with me, it depends on what I want to do. Like if I'm, I do consider myself a switch, but in recent years I'm leaning more switch leaning dom than a pure switch. Mostly if I'm doming, I like 18 to like 40.
Okay.
But if I am subbing, I prefer more like 55 and up in recent years.
That's interesting, because I think mine would change too. Well, no, I like more subbing, being a foot sub. So,
well, mine has switched from wanting to be more dom, because my health has changed in recent years. Like in 2021, I had COVID and stuff like that, and that changed like my chest and lungs to where I can't take that long being like tied up anymore. So I've been leaning more dom than, even though I'm still a switch.
Mm-hmm. Got you. Okay. Yeah, I've had COVID too, and it definitely is changing my breathing.
Yeah, same.
So I can't be suffocated too long. Like, you know how they do the gag, you know, in the mouth?
Yes, that's what I can't take either. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I understand that now, because I'm literally gasping for air. And
yes,
I'm like,
yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to love that. I used to love that. And mm-hmm. now it's like, I can't do that. I'm sorry. It's
like, mm-hmm.
So I think that's what's pushing me more towards, like, even though I'm still a switch, I'm leaning more and more dom with every year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, the COVID was terrible with the meetup with the foot fetish. You know, that was like I would say it was 6 months. Well, actually, no, it was about a year for me not to meet up with anyone with
foot. Yeah, it's... I don't know. It also depends on it. It's also odd because I separate my minds. I have a non-fetish mind and a fetish mind, mm-hmm. kind of mm-hmm. like guys that I would normally on my non-fetish side would be like, yeah, they're not my type. Mm-hmm. My fetish side, on the other hand, is like, oh my God, bound and gag me.
Yeah,
you know, but yes. My non-fetish type is like, yeah, no thank you.
Yeah, I go back and forth with that too, so yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I've also talked to a few others who go back and forth on that too. It's very interesting, to say the least.
Really? I have a question though for you really quick. Is it okay if I ask your question?
Yeah, sure, as long as
Oh,
it's
okay.
not too personal.
No, it's not personal though.
Okay.
With you liking girls' feet though, do you like to be the sub for the feet or have the girl like dominate you? I know you say you don't sub a lot, but does that pertain to girls too?
I prefer to be a dom. It doesn't mean that I won't sub.
For girls, okay.
Like I did have like a friend one time did, you know, like make me worship her feet, but that's about it. But I'm mostly like I lean dom, but I wouldn't say no to subbing, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted just to know that. But okay, cool. Understood.
I did know that I I'm trying to think. There was this one time. I'm trying to word this right. Whenever. So. Yeah, I don't know how to word this right.
Oh, it's okay.
So I have this friend. So in my family, I have brothers and sisters that are way older than me because my dad was older when I was born. So I have nieces and nephews that are my age, if that makes sense. It's uncommon, but it does happen. So growing up, they would invite a lot of their friends who were around my age to like pool parties and stuff like that. So my niece, who was a year and a half older than me, her friend's sister came and we hit it off well. And even though she was not into it that much per se, because she liked me, she totally let me have her feet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
Wow.
yeah. Not like too crazy, of course, but to a point where, you know.
That's interesting.
I will say that I've had better luck with guys than
Than
females, though.
girls. Yeah,
Yeah,
I've always wondered
unfortunately.
that. Yeah, are they, I guess I don't know if I should, but are they girls? I guess they're not as open to doing it with as guys are, or they
Most
just
I
don't.
found either find it really creepy, and the ones like similar to your experience with guys wanting money, you know, this is the same thing. If I meet a girl online and they're quote into feet unquote, it's mostly for the money.
Yeah, no, that kind of sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does suck, though. Interesting.
Not all of them. I have met some ones that are really nice, but the majority are just in it for the money. Not a stereotype though, because I have met some that are nice and genuine.
Yeah, same here with me and guy some guys, but yeah, like I said, the majority I've had more bad hookups and people that want money for feet than I have good ones, but I cherish the good ones.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
Yeah, you do. And keep them
Yeah.
as regulars or something, but yeah.
Unfortunately, sometimes regulars tend to move away, and
I
that's
know.
yeah.
I should. I think if that happens to me again, I may have to move with them. But it, you know, we become life foot partners, you know.
Yeah.
So,
Well, oh well.
yeah.
Was there anything else you would like to talk about? Because we've gone through your
Yeah.
list.
Oh yeah. There was one last thing I did want to talk about. Is foot parties. Well, before I tell you, have you been to any foot parties before? Male foot parties or anything? Or
No, but I do
no.
know of them.
You do? Well, same here. I went to my first foot party in Fort Lauderdale. It was like last year was my first foot party. It was with older guys. The group was very respectable. It was a very close, tight-knit group. Mutual friend introduced me to him through Instagram. And I have to say my Instagram definitely helped me be more open about my foot fetish and meeting other like-minded people. I just advertise other people's feet on there. But so the foot parties, it's a lot of fun. I helped the guys host one of them and helped them. We all pitched in to find a place and hosted it. It was really nice. It was in a dungeon thing. They had some in bondage, some that wanted tickle, some wanted to foot worship. There was a time where it was like a foot worship train. It was like one person worshiping another person's feet and then just a domino effect down the line. So it was pretty hot. And like giving foot massages. So with me doing that, I was like, wow, I would love to like really have my own really with a more broader demographics in different states or whatever. So and there's one in New York I want to attend one day. They have it like every Saturday.
I think I heard about that. Yeah,
it's the Footmen NYC.
Yes, I did hear about them.
Yeah, I'm dying to know how that is. So right now is not a good time to go to New York. It'll be a lot of cold, frozen feet up there. So maybe. So I might wait till the summer, but I do want to go up there. Maybe for my birthday, maybe I'll go up there. It'll be in the winter. But I do love foot parties. There's this other thing, international. It's called Sneaker Fit in Berlin. I wanted to check that out too. I recently heard about that. That's like this huge. They rent out like hotels and clubs. It's like people from all around the world come there. But I would love to travel internationally and to do foot parties or meet up with other foot people too. So, but yeah, that's my thing. My last thing about foot parties. So yeah.
Yeah, that does sound interesting. Sadly, like I said, living in a rural community, I don't get to go to that many things, and I don't like traveling into cities that much. So it's like,
Okay. Yeah, I understand that. Well, when I create the Foot app, I'll let you know, and then that'll be easier for you.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I guess that'll be it for this episode then. Thank you so much for coming by and talking.
Yes, thank you for having me. I love how you have your foot podcast and all the other creators definitely trying to put their foot imprint on the world. So
yeah,
I really love that. So definitely keep doing what you're doing. I love your work. And I wish you the best.
Yeah, I just have to find more guests in order to keep this running.
Maybe I'll help with that. I'll post it on my story if that's okay. I was going to ask you about that too.
Yeah, that's fine too, because I really need more guests. I love that the listeners keep growing. I just need more episodes to keep them staying.
Okay. Well, you might get booked pretty soon. I have quite a few followers on my Instagram, so I will definitely. Actually, I do have someone else in mind too. I'll DM them later, but, I will definitely, if that's okay with you, like you said, I can post this on my, Insta story and my Twitter, and, you know, get you some more guests. So.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, that will be it for this episode of the Bisexual Fetishist Podcast. Until next time.